Originally recorded December 12th, 2020. For context, this first clip is us reacting to our recording bot named Craig.
Hi, Craig. Craig, you have such a beautiful, deep voice.
Like Jesus.
Craig is like,
no recording.
They try to make it ominous.
Like, I know that Craig is a robot, but I'd let him top me.
I'd kiss Craig.
Would you make out with Craig?
You know, maybe.
You wouldn't just kiss, you would full on make out?
Like, tongue and everything, yeah.
Dude.
Understandable.
With Craig, with a voice like that, like, yeah.
I hate that the first thing being recorded in this session is everybody being horny for Craig. This is the worst thing. This is the worst timeline, guys.
Disclaimer, we're not actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Disgusting.
This isn't speaking of anything. speaking of our sponsor, Squarespace. Squarespace lets you make beautiful websites about your passion and interests, such as being horny for Craig. By the way, being horny for Craig is still an available domain name. If anybody wants to take that, that is like free to grab. It would be cool if you like made it in honor of our podcast. Caution, do not open.
We buy the domain being horny for Craig and use it as the official podcast website.
if you go ahead and go to Squarespace and use code horny for Craig, you will get 15% off
your first 6 months of a domain purchase.
Yes.
That's squarespace.com. Use code horny for Craig. So anyway, hi everyone. Welcome to the podcast. It's been a minute.
It's been a hot
last episode came out September 29th.
I know y'all have been waiting in anticipation, very, very, you know, ready for this, chewing on tinfoil, waiting for this moment.
Chew on tinfoil, I chew on bottle caps.
Yeah, but oh gosh, that's worse. Why?
Also, voice reveal! I'm talking for the first time. Hi.
Yay, Jamie actually has a voice.
I like how we've just skipped the introductions portion. It's just, we're just going into this, huh?
Hi everyone, it's the season 2 premiere episode. We don't fuck with those intros anymore. Also, we don't censor ourselves because that was a lot of work that I didn't like doing. So
it's okay. I'll just yell beep whenever someone swears.
Wait, we can swear now?
Yas. We're an
crap,
explicit podcast.
Crap. Heck. Frick.
Swearing.
Nice. Grayson.
Feels good.
Swearing makes Grayson feel bad.
That's true. It does.
He doesn't like those swears.
Introductions. We have Wes.
I lost.
We got Jamie.
I am not me. I'm a bundle of bees.
We got Riley.
Oh, whoa.
Hi, I'm Grayson. We got a very special episode. Wes, take it away because you're the host.
We have nothing planned.
Oh, I have something in mind if we want an idea.
Do it.
Yeah, so it's the end of 2020. What did everybody freaking hate the most and what did everybody freaking hate the least?
Everything.
Like, what if we just did, like, a year recap, you know?
Year recap, also first quarter of college recap, like, no cap, we all just finished our first quarter of college yesterday. It was
whack. Epic gamer, hashtag cool and good.
I finished it with a 4.0 GPA, suck my dick.
Hold on, I need to check my GPA, hold on. I failed, like, 3 classes out of
really?
4.
Really? I failed one. I failed mod ops.
I got 1B because I was lazy and didn't feel like doing a few assignments, so I just
was
said,
it mod ops?
Fuck it. No, with TM.
Also a reasonable one to skip out on.
I was bored as fuck in TM. I was having none of it.
Yeah. My only problem with TM is it had to make me think of capitalism at 8 in the morning.
I had mod ops at 8 in the morning, and VMware was, like, completely fucking with my computer. It was overheating and crashing, like, every fucking day.
VMware hates 8
a.m. So I just uninstalled it and just, you know, didn't go to class because it was boring as fuck. Same with TM. and then like set, I just never really got.
So math is my good subject. So I think I finished sets, or I did worse on my unit 4 test for some goddamn reason.
It just be like that sometimes.
Yeah, and really the weird one is my best test score was on unit 2.
Ability, which was my worst one.
I got 102%. Oh, whoa.
Whoa, extra credit up in here.
Yeah, I got every single bonus question correct on all the tests.
My gosh.
Yeah, I'm extra like that.
That's
there's
why.
So many, like, dot yeah, new mod fucking
math is my good
things.
Subject. And then I already had, like, the intro to CS class, I didn't... The only thing new I learned was enums, because I had already spent an entire year, you know, doing CS. My app had background music.
This was my first time ever coding, and they decided to teach us Java, which I'm like, okay, I don't know, so let's do this.
I don't mind that it was Java. I hated that it was Android Studio and not something console-based.
Yeah.
I did not like Android Studio. I hated that, but apparently OOP is supposed to be primarily console, which makes me happy.
But yeah, my app had background music.
That's whack.
My app had original background music. I wrote music for this project.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, okay, I didn't write music for the app. I had a vague idea from fucking around on mandolin and then had something written out for my D&D character, because I do that. And then I'm like, hey, wait, if I change this from fucking fantasy music to a neat synthesizer, it'll work as the space music background for our shitty asteroids game.
What's that? You finish classes with over 100%? Let me hold your massive cock. Gosh.
God damn.
Hey, babe, you dropped this.
Hey, babe, you dropped this.
Dropped your massive cock.
Hey, babe, this
belongs to you, babe.
This cock is your property.
I hate it
so freaking much. See, I just walk around covered, you know, head to toe. I only wear socks wherever I go, and I am covered in Heinz baked beans, so everybody knows that I'm a man. Imagine Craig walking into a space and just being like, now recording.
I bet Craig just, like, is hey, packing babe. Some massive meat.
Hey, babe!
Yeah, okay. So really quick thing. You go to a tea shop, you go ahead and you order boba, and you take your first sip, and you go, this isn't boba, this is Heinz baked beans.
Right.
It's the spicy boba.
I would be a little upset, but honestly, honest mistake. Like,
they're really similar.
I have a PSA to make. Soda is just spicy water.
No, ginger beer is spicy water.
It's spicy! We make up words for a reason, Grayson.
Wholesome. We only talk about Craig's monster cock on this.
That's wholesome. Yes.
Craig has horse cock.
So wholesome.
Oh my gosh, he does.
can everybody be quiet for like a little, just a little bit, just a touch of time?
All right, let's do it.
Craig be like, no recording.
Hey, Grayson.
Ooh.
Grayson.
Yeah.
I hated that. Hey, Grayson, I hated that.
Yeah. I know you did.
Grayson, top me, please.
Christ.
Yeah. How about? But what if I didn't? Hey, asking the real questions. Is Werther's Originals like hard caramels? Are they grandma candy or grandpa candy?
Grandma.
Yeah.
I could go either way.
Because grandpa usually is going to cook you a mad steak.
No, but like grandpa's carry candy too. I mean, I don't know.
They have the little strawberry things.
Yeah.
Grandmas have the strawberry thing. Grandpas have Werther's Originals for me and mints.
It's always been the other way around for me.
Really?
Yeah. All right, genuine question. Is it pronounced aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
It's aunt.
It's aunt for me.
So, where I'm from in Ohio, it's aunt, but I say aunt.
Mm.
Because that's how it's fucking spelled.
No, if you wanted to spell aunt, you'd spell O-N-T.
AU makes an aw sound. Like, it does that. Like an augury.
You're in Utah. We have the entire fucking word of mountain, you know, M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, but we say mountain.
Mountain.
M-T-N, mountain.
Hey, just gotta say, like, first of all, AU does make the ass sound. Audacity.
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 Grayson.
Foul.
I'm gonna come into your room and hit you with a spoon.
You need to stop doing that. Like, that's roommate abuse.
Stop being so violent.
No.
This is hashtag not cha-cha real smooth.
this is not very gamer.
This is not gamer, I must say.
How did I think of augury before audacity?
Oh, yeah.
Or audio. Like,
audio. AU makes the ass sound.
In my own goddamn home.
Hey, it was my home before it was yours.
That's big facts.
Okay. Fuck off.
It's not pronounced Utah. It's pronounced Utah.
Yeah, silly goose.
Yeah?
Aunt.
We're not talking about AA.
Yeah, I see like a line of aunts.
You see a line of aunts, but then you also have a line of aunts, and they're two different things.
Yeah.
I see a line of aunts, like, eating my sugar and stuff. I go and see my aunt. I live in Utah. I listen to audio. I plug in my audio and listen to songs.
I'm gonna throw up.
You know, some people don't
like my audio, you know.
Exactly.
I'm gonna commit a crime.
I say pass the axe.
Uh-huh.
And they say you better not play anything. You know, you better not play crap. And I'm like, oh, don't worry. And I put on Softboy tunes.
Put on Softboy tunes that are straight fire.
No, then you put on fucking VeggieTales.
Yeah, I play the freaking VeggieTale tunes.
Yeah, that's straight up fire.
Yeah, exactly. Can I just say, like, do whatever you freaking want in the apartment as long as, like, it's clean when I get back.
Riley, do you want a vibe?
I can't do very much dirty.
Yeah, I get that.
No dirtiness, Grayson.
No unclean thing can be in the presence of God.
This is a Christian household.
This is a freaking Christian household here.
With a Christian Minecraft server, respect the rules.
Respect the rules of my Christian Minecraft server. Please just know that in my Minecraft server, there's no griefing. If you grief, you are canceled. You are banned from the podcast. You are not allowed to add us on Twitter. You are not allowed to talk to me or my family. You are not allowed to pet my dogs. You are not allowed to make any noise at all. Don't freaking grief on my server, on my Minecraft server. Don't swear on the server either. That's all.
You're a heck.
Check.
You're on thin ice. You're on thin ice right now.
Jesus, who died?
I just smacked my desk lightly.
Just like a fucking boom.
So that's all my terms and conditions. If people swear on my Minecraft server, grief on my Minecraft server.
You agreed to the TOC.
Wait, TOC.
Terms and condition, did you mean?
Oh yeah, T.
A.
Wouldn't it just be TC?
Yeah, probably.
C trademark TM, you know.
See, I thought you were saying TOS, you know, terms of service.
I mean, also that, but I meant TAC, and I'm just big dumb. Don't worry about me.
POV, you are talking to one of the moderators on a Discord server.
Oh no.
Yes, please keep the names out of general. You agree to the TOS. Now, back to what I was saying. Oh, yes, I do think the age of consent should be 13.
This Discord mod says as a 10-year-old.
Okay, so I was just reminded of this. What's weirder, dating a 17-year-old who is in college with you or dating a high school student?
Dating a high school student.
Dating a high school student.
Both.
Even if the high school student's 18.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Thank you. We had this conversation because was chatting with a high schooler while I was still.
If you're both in high school, then
she was
it's
18.
Fine. But if one of you is in college, then it's like
yeah.
Even
that's
if she's just like a year apart in age, then it's just
it's not a vibe.
Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's okay.
But no, dating a high schooler is definitely weirder.
Just dating in high school is weird. It's like that episode of The Office where Andy finds out he's dating a high schooler.
Imagine watching The Office. I have better taste than to watch The Office.
See, it's like that episode of The Office where the people in The Office are insulting Riley for not watching The Office.
I have better taste. I'm sorry, I'm infinitely sexier than you guys.
No, people who watch The Office are sexy as fuck.
People who watch The Office have bad taste.
Excuse you, I'm watching How I Met Your Mother as well right now. I don't need the sass coming from you.
Hey, How I Met Your Mother is infinitely better than The Office because I got bored after 3 episodes of The Office.
I need to find that text where my friend's like, I am being forced to watch The Office against my will and it's awful.
See, it's like that episode of How I Met Your Mother where it's actually just The Office.
Dude, I love that episode. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if that episode actually exists, so don't quote me on that.
You know what my favorite episode of The Office is?
What's your favorite episode?
When they're in the office.
That's a freaking wild.
So a couple months ago, my friend was like, I am watching The Office against my will, and it's like really shitty What We Do in the Shadows. Like, it's the same humor style, except they do it better in What We Do in the Shadows because it's actually a good movie.
That reminds me of that one episode of The Office where it's actually just Avengers Endgame.
I've been trying to find more things to like do, so I ended up just watching Big Mouth.
I'm like, so sorry for you.
It's all right, but it is pretty stupid.
Looking at the art style makes me want to throw up because apparently American animation always looks dog shit.
I'm sorry, Riley, but if someone watches The Office, they have bad taste. But if someone watches Big Mouth, you're sorry for them.
Yeah. Yes.
If someone chooses to watch Big Mouth, you're sorry for them.
Yes. The Office isn't good.
The Office is better than Big Mouth, though. Jeez.
You want to hear the sound that I make when I eat ice?
I do. I want to hear this sound.
Do it.
Run.
It's a March time with Grayson.
Guys, I'm opening another monster.
Crispy.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ooh.
That one wasn't as crispy as the first one.
It's still crispy.
Still crispy.
God, we were playing D&D, and I was saying pop cans because a woe from Ohio. From Ohio, woe.
Bad. Bad joke. Not funny. Didn't laugh.
Yeah, that's fair. It was. I felt bad saying it. But so I said pop, because that's how I grew up. And one of the people I was playing with had a visceral reaction to that. So I thought she was part of the group of people who's like, yeah, we say soda, whatever, which is fair, but no, she is a Southerner, and everything is Coke, and that filled me with rage. Like, I had a nice crispy creamed soda, and...
Crispy creamed soda, no. It's crispy, crispy cream is donut.
Crispy with a C and creamed soda with an ED at the end.
I just freaking drank a donut. I just wanted to let you all know that. Anyway, continue.
You put it in a blender? Like, how'd you do that?
We have a food processor.
Yeah,
imagine.
Riley, can you teach us how one might go about drinking a soda?
So, a soda?
Or, I mean, drinking. We need a control. So number
imagine
one, how to
using
drink
a soda for its intended purpose.
How to drink a soda? So that's our control. That's a control group. And what are the different steps you have to take to drink a donut?
You have to liquefy it first through your favorite method.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking how do you drink a soda? Number one, and then number two, how do you drink a donut?
You deep throat the entire donut.
I'm not asking not how to drink a donut yet. You need to explain how to drink a soda first for a control.
You do it more carefully.
What if it's a round donut or a donut hole? You can't deep throat a round donut.
Have you ever put a donut hole back into the hole of the donut?
Yeah. Donut spaceship?
This is nothing.
that's a real thing. Like, that's a real life hack, you know? Life hack channels on YouTube now are just kind of like, look at me put hot glue on everything. Now, a real life hack for you. You put a donut back in the donut hole. That's how you go to El Dorado. Can I go ahead and do a little... I have a suggestion for maybe a topic.
Is it a hypothetical?
It's a hypothetical.
Okay.
Hypothetical situation. You hear a knock at your door, you go, you look at the people, you see someone who you don't recognize, but they're wearing a mask and everything, so you figure it's safe. You open up the door, and it's a salesman. And the salesman is like, let me break down this product for you, sir. And he walks into your house against your will, and just starts like freaking shooting stuff on the walls. Like, you know, when the salesman comes in, pours dust on your rug or something like that and vacuums it for you. Yeah. But now he's just coming in, just kind of like shooting stuff on the walls, like paint, all that jazz.
That guy's so rude.
Rocks.
Are you asking what our reaction would be in that situation?
No. And then he's like, and then he pulls out a gun and you're like, whoa, hold on a minute. And then he grabs the gun and he grabs it by the like the barrel of the gun to do like a pistol whip, and he just starts freaking beating the crap out of your walls and it's cleaning them.
That is not a hypothetical. That's what would happen.
And then after your entire apartment's cleaned, and this is like spotless, this is the most clean it's ever been, he looks at you and he says, "What is this product?"
Kitchen gun.
It's not kitchen gun, because kitchen gun you have to chew things.
Could be, I feel.
Everything is kitchen gun.
He looks at you, he's mortified, he's terrified, and he goes, "What is this?" And a tear rolls down his face, and he sets it on the counter and he walks out. And you never see him again, but now it's just on your counter.
Is it an actual gun?
Yes, it's a very real gun. What would you do?
You know what I'd do? I'd cry because I'd never be able to see it.
Thinking about you moving to Chimbagwe.
Thinking about you pistol whipping your kitchen. Hey babe, you drop this and it's the freaking pistol whip.
It's a U-based string.
No. I'll just feed a bunch of hypotheticals for the listeners. Our listeners out there, our good listeners who make this podcast possible. By the way, we have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/caution do not open, that's all one word, no spaces there, not even like underscores or anything. If you pledge $1, you get to come onto our Discord. We're on there occasionally. You won't be able to join recording time, but you will just be able to be in the Discord and chat with us over text. If you pledge $5, you will get a sticker. If you pledge $10, there's a chance you could be featured on an episode of our podcast. If you pledge $26, that's not 25, that's 26, you get to meet up with us in person at the local Taco Bell.
You're lying.
If you pledge $73, you get to come with us and sit next to us at a professional sporting event of your choice. We are not buying the tickets to those. You have to buy tickets for us, but we will sit next to you during this professional sporting event. If you pledge $133, if you pledge $173,
you just acted by $40. You said $133 the first time.
It's $73 now. Deal with it.
Oh, right.
If you pledge $212, I will personally...
Wait, what did they get for $173? You skipped that.
If you pledge $896, I will type you up a little story. That's right. I will type you up a story, and I'll have the cast of Caution Do Not Open sign out the print, you know, sign the printed story. I will go to a bookmaker. I will have it turned into a book. I will send it. I will drop it off. I will drive to where you are. I'll drop it off on the front porch and, you know, maybe come inside and get a glass of water if that's cool, because I don't have a car, so I'd have to walk there. And if you pledge $12, you get we mention you at the end of the podcast.
Thank you. Everything about Patreon. This is accurate. We do have a Patreon, except it's CDNO podcast, not Caution Do Not Open. Patreon.com/CDNO podcast.
That's big facts.
Oh, my bad. Let me redo it then. Let me let you guys in a little secret though.
If little industry secret, if you go behind the Office Max and you knock on the door 3 times and you say "Horny for Craig" and you start chanting it sort of like a low chant, you get some of your friends, you do a low chant "Horny for Craig." If you do that,
draw a pentagram, put 5 black candles. This has to be behind an office, Max, or it doesn't work. You can actually just summon an office chair.
One of those cheats.
Wow. It's a hack. Cheat. It's not a cheat. This is a real life hack. I've done it several times. I have so many office chairs.
Then why do you sit on a fucking folding chair?
Because I prefer it, because I can freaking break my back.
I googled current events, and then somebody just shot me with a gun.
Yeah, hear me out. What if this was the end of the podcast? This has been Grayson. I'm out. Goodbye.